Man, this bread is so good, it tastes like a donut.
I can barely see it, but it looks kind of nice from here.
Yo, Charlie, happy International Women's Day.
Thank you. You as well.
Yeah, no problem, man. This is some of the best bread that I've had. For those of you watching on YouTube, you gotta get some of this. I don't even know what kind of bread this is. It's a nice loaf. It was $2.
That's pretty nice. Apparently, price of bread's about to go up.
No. Oh, yeah, I heard China's been hoarding all the wheat.
Yeah.
Damn, those those pesky Chinese hoarders.
And, you know, we don't want to buy anything from the Russians anymore, and they got a lot of the world's wheat supply.
Yo, are we going to do the stream strategy right now, or are we going to do an episode of Good Hockey Podcast?
That's a good question.
All right, we're back, and so are you. Thank you for joining us for another episode of the Stream Strategy Fantasy Hockey Podcast. As always, I'm Cal. That's Chuck. What's up, dude?
Not much. I'm enjoying a pretty good week in the Good Hockey Fantasy League right now. I think I'm winning 10-2. How about yourself?
Dude, Patrick Kane put up a 6-spot last night. A lot of the other guys on my roster were putting up multi-point nights. And yeah, last week I finished, I don't know if we finished talking about how our last week went by the time Sunday's episode had come out.
Yeah.
But I think I went 12-2 in the category split against Brando.
That's pretty impressive.
In the Good Fantasy Hockey League. And then in the keeper, I think 10-0. Just complete slap.
Complete sweep.
Against the fourth place team. So we do well here on the Stream Strategy Fantasy Hockey Podcast. We must be pretty good at fantasy hockey if we have a podcast dedicated to it.
I would think so.
As you may know, or if you're new here, the Stream Strategy is designed to help you maximize value in the upcoming NHL schedule. That means that we are looking to stream players. Streaming players means you pick up players for a short period of time just to get some extra starts. Let's look at this week's schedule. Charlie has created a very useful document that has some of the best information I've ever seen in my life. So for this weekend, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday are your on nights, which means that more than half of the teams in the league are playing. Friday is your only off night, which means that less than half of the teams in the league are playing. Really busy weekend. Thursday, 13 games. Friday, 4 games. Saturday, 10 games. Sunday, 10 games. Charlie, you must have had trouble making this weekend stream strategy because there's really only one day where you could possibly do any streaming.
Yeah, it is tricky. Like, really, you're just aiming to stream somebody on the Friday game or get a couple of streamers for that Friday game. And then, you know, maybe you have an open spot or two on your roster for the Saturday or Sunday night. But with so many games, it is really tricky to find, you know, high value streaming opportunities for this weekend.
Yeah, this might be a quick one. I don't really want to run through all of the good schedule because, like, yeah, some of these teams might have 3 games, but they're really just all the on nights. And then there's no, like, these nights are so busy. I think it would be really challenging for anybody to find open slots to stream in, let alone, you know, trying to figure out who to put on your own team in and who's going to be on the bench.
100%.
I put a PLD, Pierre-Luc Dubois, on the bench last night. He ended up getting a goal against Tampa, but it's not the worst thing in the world. God, okay. Good schedule. I like the Columbus Blue Jackets. They got 3 games, including a Friday game, which is that off night. They got a back-to-back on that Thursday, Friday as well. Same deal with Minnesota and Vegas Golden Knights. So Columbus, yeah. Minnesota, Vegas, Golden Knights.
Winnipeg as well. They also got that Friday night game, Thursday, Friday back-to-back.
Nice.
Sunday Winnipeg against the Blues is not the most ideal game to be streaming somebody from Winnipeg, but not bad.
Yeah. Bad schedules, Dallas, Edmonton, Sharks, Arizona, Boston, Chicago, Detroit, New Jersey, New York Rangers, Ottawa, San Jose, I believe that says.
Yeah.
Charlie, let's just go right over into the streamers. I mean, keep it short, man. Just whatever teams have games on Friday, let's hit those ones. Columbus, Minnesota, and Vegas, and Winnipeg.
That's right. Starting us off with Columbus, once again, Boone Jenner, first forward line, first power play unit, second PK unit, season ranking of 92, rostered in 61% of leagues. Still pretty low for somebody, you know, in the top 100 skaters for fantasy hockey. I would expect this number to be a lot higher. We were talking last week about like Burakovsky being rostered closer to 75-80% and just being, you know, well out or well behind Boone Jenner in terms of stats. I also like Gustav Nyquist, season ranking of 374, rostered in 6% of leagues. He's on the first forward line, second power play unit, and first PK unit. Also, Jacob Voracek, season ranking of 146, rostered in 48% of leagues. He's on the second forward line, first power play unit with no PK time. Jack Roslovic, if you're in some deeper leagues, he will likely be available as he's only rostered in 3% of them. Season ranking of 428, second forward line, second power play unit, no PK time. And if you're looking for hits and blocks, some defensive peripheral stats, of course, Andrew Peak is a great opportunity. Season ranking of 548, rostered in 3% of leagues, first defensive line, no power play units, and the first PK as well.
Yeah, I actually don't mind Roslovic. That's some decent value, 3% rostered. He's getting second line deployment and second PK.
Yeah, he had a nice goal the other night as well.
Let's scoot right along to the Minnesota Wild.
Minnesota Wild, of course, Matthew Boldy needs to be talked about. Had a goal last night. Season ranking of 388, rostered in 28% of leagues. Second forward line, first power play unit, which is really the kicker. In the Good Fantasy Hockey League, I've been holding on to Matthew Boldy since he entered the league. Took a chance on him streaming, and he's just been super great since. No PK time for Boldy, though. I'm also liking Frederick Goudreau. Season ranking of 377, rostered in 3% of leagues. He's on the second forward line, no power play time, and second PK unit. Joel Eriksson Ek, season ranking of 96, rostered in 48% of leagues. He is on the third forward line, but he gets first power play deployment as well as first PK time. And Jared Spurgeon, season ranking 287, rostered in 57% of leagues. He's on their first defensive line, first power play units, and first PK unit. Some great deployment for Jared Spurgeon, and considering he missed, you know, a good portion of the season, being ranked at 287 is not bad at all.
Yeah, I'm a holder of him in the Good Fantasy Hockey League. Made a trade with Yeti Dean 18, the boy, and I haven't been ecstatic about how it's turned out, but I'm still holding him because I think that Minnesota has a decent playoff schedule from what I remember, right?
I believe they're pretty all right. They're
more, I don't think it was anything to be spooky about. Yeah, man, Boldy's looked great in this top six, and it seems like he's really solidified his spot as an offensive player for the Minnesota Wild. Yep. I mean, Kevin Fiala could move him off this first power play, but I don't think that they're in a rush to do that. So, Matt Boldy, yeah.
Yeah.
Minnesota's good right now.
Minnesota is very good. They have been losing quite a few games, but I expect that to turn around.
Minnesota's good for fantasy hockey right now.
Oh yeah, of course.
Couldn't care less about Minnesota Wild.
Fair enough.
Nah, I'm kidding. Yeah, whatever. What's up with the Vegas Golden Knights?
Vegas Golden Knights, Nicholas Waugh getting his first opportunity on that first line with Eichel. Guess the Dadonov experiment didn't work out too well. Season ranking of 276, rostered in 5% of leagues. As I was saying, first forward line, second power play unit, and second PK unit. Riley Smith, season ranking of 116, rostered in 38% of leagues. He's on the second forward line, second power play unit, and first PK unit. William Karlsson, season ranking 459, rostered in 21% of leagues. Second forward line, second power play unit, first PK unit. And once again, if you're looking for hits or blocks, those defensive peripheral stats, Nicholas Hägg, season ranking of 371, rostered in 6% of leagues, first defensive line, no power play unit, and first PK unit.
Yeah, Hägg's a classic.
Some great value with Waugh for this week.
Man, I haven't really paid attention to it recently, but how has Stevenson been doing since Eichel and since he's been essentially become this third line center?
Honestly, I haven't been paying too much attention to the Vegas Golden Knights over the last couple weeks. But when looking at their games and who scored and who got the points, I don't remember seeing Stevenson's name too often. So I guess, you know, being relegated to that third line, his deployment's down, no longer on the top power play. It's It's taken a hit. I'm sure Stevenson holders, Stevenson owners are going to be a little upset by that.
All right, Charlie, what's your stream strategy?
I'm just going to talk about the Winnipeg Jets quick. They also got that Friday game.
Yeah, yeah.
Paul Stastny is on the first line, second power play unit, no PK. Season ranking 322, rostered in 6% of leagues. Evgeny Svechnikov, second forward line, no power play unit, no PK unit, rostered in 1% of leagues, season ranking of 494. Josh Morrissey, season ranking of 209, rostered in 47% of leagues. He's on the first defensive line, first power play unit, and first PK unit. And Eric Comrie, if you're looking for a goaltender, not my favorite matchup for him to play in, but he'll probably get one of the Thursday or Friday back-to-back. Season ranking 174, rostered in 2% of leagues. Backup goalie, yeah, like I was saying, he should get one start.
Yes, that start against the Islanders Friday, that's a good look.
Oh, fair enough. I thought it was St. Louis there. I had mixed up the Friday Sunday games in my mind.
Yeah, that's on the Sunday. Yeah.
So that actually might be a good pick then.
Trying to look for some other value in streaming attendees on back to backs, and I'm not really seeing too much. Maybe take a look at who's Brian playing Elliott in net for, yeah, if Brian Elliott's in net against Vancouver, but like I'm not even really feeling good about that.
No, I hear you.
Maybe check out who's in net, yeah, against the Canadiens for Philly, and I also saw up here check in who's in net against the Islanders for the Ducks.
Yeah,
you might
Anthony
be looking
Stolarz
at a Stolarz.
Yeah,
so I don't know.
Pick.
Yeah. Take a look at that. That could be something good. Maybe even Dan Vladar. He might get this Saturday start against Detroit.
And Detroit's been struggling.
And then they would give Markstrom the Sunday against the Avalanche. So, yeah, Vladar might be a nice night for that Saturday night.
Yep, I hear you. I agree.
Okay, dude, what's your stream strategy?
Stream strategy is a little tricky. I'm a holder of Matt Boldy, so I'm not exactly going to be streaming him, but I would be recommending to stream Matt Boldy or somebody from Minnesota. I'm going to be taking a look to maybe Spurgeon, but I have a good feeling that he's already been held in both leagues that we're in. Going to pick him up for the Thursday, Friday, hold for the weekend, see if maybe some changes for the Sunday game. I'm also going to be looking at Winnipeg, see if I could get Josh Morrissey on my defensive line for the Thursday, Friday, and Sunday games, or at least two of those games. He's been great all year long. I've streamed him multiple times. He usually gets a couple of shots, hits, and blocks a game, as well as opportunity for power play and shorthanded points. It's just, honestly, so much value there. But that's about it, because it's so tricky. My rosters are pretty full all three nights.
Yeah, I agree. The only spot I have is the Friday, and the only teams I'm super interested in are both Columbus and Minnesota, who just happen to be playing against each other. So I'm going to try and populate my lineup for that game and have some fun watching Friday night.
Yeah.
In no particular order, I want Roslovic. I mean, I'm just like thinking about depth guys who are going to be available. It depends on your league. Like, obviously, if Bjorkstrand and Jenner are still available, you pick them over Roslovic. But
yeah,
in a league that has like six, well, what's 14 times 20?
280.
Yeah, is that only how many players are rostered in the Good Fantasy Hockey League?
I guess. I'm sure IR and stuff too. Like,
it's
there's a few
like
extra. But
300-ish is like the replacement value for sure.
Yeah.
And, you know, Roslovic probably could find some value there. I also like Greenway.
Yeah, I like Gustav Nyquist. He's on that first line and second power play for Columbus. Missed a lot of the season, and he's been playing well since he came back a few weeks ago. So I'm kind of liking the value there at only 6% roster.
Yeah, Nick Waugh, yep, whatever his name is from Vegas. That could be a good look.
Yeah,
I took the flyer on Dadanov when I saw him up there. So, you know, it's just that's like a fun stream, especially if you're like in a position where it's not the biggest deal to lose a couple categories or win a couple categories. You're already in a solidified spot. Yeah. Start taking flyers on these guys that are getting chances with big names, because it's just fun to see what they can do. Seth Jarvis was a guy that was doing a lot of that. Last year was like Natchez and shit, so. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Looking like a, hopefully you could get like a Mason Marchment type of game out of Nick Waugh if you stream him for this weekend.
Man, Mason Marchment, X-Leaf. Dan Valera on Saturday as well for stream strategy, and I think that's it for me.
All right.
Sounds good. Thanks for listening, folks.
Indeed. Thank you for tuning in.
Check out the Reddit post. We're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. We're on YouTube. We're on Anchor. We're on Pocket Casts. We're on Google Podcasts.
We're on all the podcasts.
PuckLegends.ca and use the code GOOD. One of the best things in your life will happen if you go to PuckLegends.ca and you use the code GOOD.
Yep.
That's the value proposition. That's the copy that we got from the site, so thank you.
All right, peace, guys. Goodbye.
Okay, bye.